marks the spot. All marksmen know and understand the saying used by the competitors in shooting competitions. X marks the spot. The X is, of course, the target and its always present bullseye, the center of the kill zone, the perfect target area. Hitting the bullseye with a well-aimed shot, of course, earns the highest score, which wins the competition. All great marksmen understand what I have said and always concentrate their attention and shooting skills upon this particular area, the sweet spot. There is indeed a sweet spot in the living of one's life. This spot is where things all come together and flow easily into and about the individual's life. It is a spiritual sort of comfort zone. Most everyone wants to live in such a place, and there is certainly such a place for everybody. However, few actually find it. Such a sad situation occurs primarily because of an individual's ignorance as to how to reach and live within such a highly desired location. Listen to the advice of evangelist Sarah Young as she regards this most wonderful place in which a person can exist. Bask in the luxury of fully understood and unconditionally loved. Dare to see yourself as I see you, radiant in my righteousness, cleansed by my blood. I view you as the one I created you to be, the one you will be in actuality when heaven becomes your home. It is my life within you that is changing from glory to glory. Rejoice in this mysterious miracle. Thank me continually for the amazing gift of my spirit within you. Try to depend on the help of the spirit as you go through this day of life. Pause briefly from time to time so you can consult with this Holy One inside you. He will not force you to do his bidding, but he will guide you as you give him space in your life. Walk along this wondrous way of collaboration with my spirit. End quote. These are the words of evangelist Sarah Young. Psalm 34, verses 4 through 7, New King James Version. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me up from all my fears. They looked to him, and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all round those who fear him, and delivers them. The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verses 20 and 21, New King James Version. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 3, verses 12 through 18, New King James Version. Therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech. Unlike Moses, who put a veil over his face so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away. But their minds were blinded. For until this day, the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ. But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 26, New King James Version. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. A kind thought produces a kind and righteous spoken word from the lips of a man or woman. Kindness and gentleness always wins more friends and attracts other kind and gentle people to us as we live out our lives. Honey attracts, vinegar repels, or turns away other people. Your personal spiritual growth will cause you to increase and intertwine the fruits of the Spirit. See Galatians 5, 22 through 26 above, as demonstrated through your thoughts, words, and deeds. Growth of your spiritual knowledge and understanding will come to you from reading and studying the Word of God and from physical association with other mature Christian believers. You will become just like the books you read and the people with whom you regularly associate. These two truths of life, together with God's principle that everything in life is dynamic, that it is either growing or dying, that nothing that is alive within all of God's creation simply stands still, provides you with the secret of spiritual growth and belief. Faith is an action word, and it always carries with it some sort of works. Something always happens, occurs, or results from the continuous application of your increased levels of faithful living. Other people around you can and will always see the fruits of the Spirit emulating from you if you are living and walking in the Spirit. The real comfort zone of your spiritual living is knowing who you are in Christ and knowing where you are going and what you are working to accomplish while you are alive on this earth. When you finally reach this blessed comfort zone, you will definitely know it. You will totally relax and be at peace with all those things and people around you, and you will then be able to bask in the blessings of God as they shower down upon and into your life. You will be at total peace within your own heart and mind as you live and work around all the other people who come into your life. There simply is no sweeter place on earth to be. God's greatest blessings to all of you.